Hi guys, welcome back to Call Her Mama. Today, I'm gonna start this off with I asked on my Instagram at kristen.lamon, tell me what the worst things that some people said to you postpartum, if that made any sense. Tell me the worst things that you heard postpartum from mother-in-laws, in-laws, friends, doctors, nurses, whoever it is. Tell me what you were told. And I had my jaw on the floor reading some of these. So let's go through them together because they're coming in fast. Let's start off with a nice one. You still look like you're pregnant. Gotta love the encouragement, man. It's impossible to lose weight with instantly. Like, some people tell me, like, oh, I walked out of the hospital in my jeans that I wore before. I'm like, what? Like, my stomach still looked 7 months pregnant when I was leaving. And also, like, my thighs like tripled in size, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I was like creating a human. So if you don't lose weight in the first 10 years postpartum, like, who cares? I don't know, who cares? Do your best. Okay, let's move on. How easy slash magical their daughter's birth was after I labored 32 hours to a C-section. Wow. Gotta love the little gloat shove of like, oh, that must have been so hard. I sneezed and my baby came out. Another one. Wow, you need a lot of help from my mom who came to stay with us after my C-section. Oh my gosh, they shamed you for wanting help. I think like if you have help postpartum, what a treasure. I will always encourage people to have help that they're comfortable with. I loved having my mom there. She helped me so much. She would like once a week, maybe even more, I can't remember. I was just like so tired, but she'd come over and she would be like, "Go to bed until midnight, I'll hold him." It would be so amazing. Not to me, but to my sister. Oh, but my sister got taken back for an unplanned C-section, and so all of the family. Oh no, they didn't finish that. I'll have to message her. I need to know the rest of that story. Let's see. Sleep when the baby sleeps. There's another one that said that. Oh, nap when he's napping. Hi, sorry, my postpartum anxiety said I can't, so leave me alone. I was the same way. If I couldn't take my eyes off him while he was sleeping for like the first 2 weeks, I was just so nervous. I don't remember how far postpartum I was, but somebody asked if I was pregnant again. Oh my gosh. Like, the audacity. Like, why is that their concentration? If you're holding an infant. Like, just say hi to the baby. How about this one? You tore? She's so small. You must not have been meant to have babies. Wow. That's very upsetting. Those are the moments where you just have to, like, take a deep breath and say, I will not let other people control my emotions. They do not have room inside my brain or my heart for frustration. Like, they don't have that power over me. Another baby weight one. When are you going to lose the baby weight? It's like, when are you going to lose your attitude? No, I'm just kidding. Snarky remarks, just never feed into it. If you just look at them like, really? And just like ignore it, I feel like that says way more than saying something back, you know? I was holding my 4-week-old and a lady asked me when I was due with the next baby. Bro, who are these people? Someone was told, my baby wasn't ready. Your baby isn't ready to come out because you had a long labor. Yeah, that makes sense. That was sarcasm in case you couldn't hear it. It looks like you're pregnant again. Apparently, the weight didn't come off fast enough. Bro, another one. This is from a husband. His wife's lactation consultant told her that she has perfect nipples for breastfeeding. I'd be like, thank you. My husband's grandfather walked in as I was nursing and he said, just cowing away, huh? Just cowing away. I don't know if I would have been offended or if I would have like laughed so hard that it would have felt like my postpartum vagina was gonna fall out. I would have appreciated that. I would have been like, I would have saluted him and said, yes. Unless he's a mean guy, then I wouldn't have liked that. But I'm thinking like if my dad walked in and my dad has pure intentions, I would have died. Mother-in-law, isn't her cry just so annoying? Me, GTFO, my house. Get the out of my house. Wow. Even worse, like a mother-in-law. Like, no, actually, that makes my whole heart clench and I can't wait to get to my baby to help them because obviously they're crying for a reason. That like shows a level of coldness I've never experienced. I've never heard someone say a baby's cry is annoying. Like, even my niece right now, when she cries, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so cute. Like, it should make you want to run to help them. My stepmother asked me, you done bleeding yet? Someone was told that they smell. You're like, I've tried to take a shower, but if I lay my infant down, I only have 0.5 seconds, and that's not enough. Someone was told germs are good for them. Don't hold them too much. Do you need to call the pediatrician for everything? Wow. Same person said, we got lunch on the way home from the hospital, and my mother-in-law was upset that we ate too close to the dinner she made. Oh, the selfishness. Ooh, man. Patience and self-control in your tongue, that would be hard right there. That'd be really hard to not be like, don't you know that I just pushed a baby out and stayed in a hospital for 3 days and haven't slept more than 2 hours and I just wanted to eat not hospital bland food? Oh, okay, sorry, that was a little aggressive. Someone said they had never seen me look so fat before. Do you know what that does to a postpartum mom? Like, do you know how bad that hurts? Like, your body already, you know it doesn't look the way it did before. You know it probably will never look the way it did before. But like, why is that the focus? I feel like there needs to be a public service announcement that like broadcasts to every single human's phone that says like, when you visit a baby, just say what a good job the mom did, how beautiful their baby is, and ask them if you need to pick up any gro if they need you to pick up any groceries or any fast food or whatever they need. You know, like that's all. That's all. Just focus on that. Not about their body. Like, oh. Someone said, oh, no. Someone said to the mom, why are you so tired? You got to lay in a hospital bed for 3 days and have people take care of you. I seriously hope that that didn't come from someone who made a baby and had a baby. I can hold the baby while you clean. And this person said, oh no, clean so I can spend time with my newborn. Yeah. The last thing you want to do, especially too, if you're like a working mom that has to go back at a certain time. Both ways. But like the last thing you want to do is clean your house. Like you want to sit there and stare at your baby, learn how to feed them and learn how to burp them and learn how to swaddle them and learn how to take care of them and not scrub your like baseboards. Okay, next one. A family member was disappointed that they had a boy. Bro. Like I understand like gender disappointment. I've heard of that before, but like the baby was born. Like it's a human. It's like part of your family. Like think about that. Like bro. Postpartum anxiety is not a thing. You'll get over it. Everyone worries. The ignorance. This is the purpose of this podcast. Let's bring awareness. Postpartum anxiety is real. Your feelings are valid. There's a reason behind why you feel the way you feel. You are not alone in feeling postpartum anxiety because it's something that is not in your control. Okay. My mother-in-law asked about baby number two the day we got home from the hospital. Oh my gosh. I wish I should have done like a video of me reacting to these because it's just me saying the same thing every time, but like my facial expressions when I'm reading these, I can't believe them. That someone was told that they spoiled their newborn by feeding them on demand and holding the baby all the time. Like, that's when you just need like maybe there needs to be some type of tool that moms can have these like cards with like backed up information that when people say these like ridiculous comments, you could just hand them like a fact checker card and be like, actually, after a baby is born, they're in their fourth trimester and they're getting used to living outside my womb. So the reason why he's attached to me is because he still feels like he's inside my body and you can't spoil a baby with love. and just like serve them the card. Someone was told, when are you gonna feel comfortable breastfeeding in public? That was from a father-in-law. You're like, when I feel ready, when I want to. Like, what are you supposed to answer to that? Like, why does anyone have to do that? Got dressed and put makeup on, and someone saw me and said, "Aw, don't worry, you'll get it back." Oh, that makes me want to cry. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry that that was said to you. You look tired. You're like, yeah, I freaking am. I'm sure you'll lose the weight soon, unprompted, so not even part of the conversation. It's disgusting. He's really filling out, starting to look like you. No! That's such a backhanded, like, statement. Oh, he's gassy. Well, what did you eat? And she put in, like, quotations. Always mom's fault. Well, bro. Yeah, no. You'll never sleep ever again. You're like, untrue. Give me a couple years. Every time the baby cried, it must be hungry, as if it was always my job to stop the crying. Oh, like your boob's job? Or like your bottle? Yeah, the bottle. Yeah, you're like, actually, he's kind of overtired and blah, blah, blah. Like, a mom always knows why their baby's upset. And, oh, sorry. Okay, moving on. When I was pregnant, my grandma said I was getting fat. I know that's not postpartum, but still. No, that is included in this section. Mother-in-law told me I was hogging my baby the first month after he was born. Okay, that makes me want to vomit. You're like, okay, well, it's my baby. Oh wait, this person. Oh, my grandma telling me I'm fat. I was just like, I just had a baby. Losing the weight doesn't happen overnight. I made a reel about this. Have you guys ever heard the audio that goes, "I can't take it off. I can't take it off." And then they're like, "Just take it off." And the person's like, "I can't." And I made that about postpartum weight because people will tell you like, "Oh, if you breastfeed, you'll lose the weight fast," or like, "I lost the weight doing this." And like, if you're breastfeeding, one, you have to have the right amount of calories. Like it would be really tricky to get on a diet where you're like losing weight and still getting enough calories to feed you and the baby. And if you aren't breastfeeding, for both, bottle and or formula and breast milk, like your body like makes enough blood to like makes extra blood and like has extra fluid and like grows another organ while you're pregnant. And like, I don't know. It just, okay, moving on. I hate those just wait comments. Just wait until they walk. Just wait until they talk back. Wait until they're teenagers. Yes. They're so demeaning. And it just, every stage has its challenges and every stage has its blessings. I don't like those comments either. My mother-in-law said she won't love our second daughter because she loves our first too much. Oh. Oh. That's so sad. Is he sleeping through the night yet? Ugh. Hate it. You have a year to lose the baby weight. After that, you're just fat. Mother-in-law, just go to sleep. We're here to see. Oh my gosh, I read that wrong. Just go to sleep. We aren't here to see you while at the hospital. Oh my gosh, that just makes you want to like stand up and protect your baby. You're like, what a hateful thing to say. My nurse told me the day after giving birth, as a mother, you'll never eat a hot meal again. Untrue, untrue, untrue. It might be a little bit, it might take a little while, but you like my kid eats with me now and we eat at the same time. Are you going to try and breastfeed or just do formula again? You're like, none of your business. She needs to learn to self-soothe early. Gross. Never tell anybody that. I read this thing. It was like a baby can't learn to self-soothe. Like it's just crying themselves to sleep. So they like cry until they like decide that they're not going to get a like response from their caretaker. And then they associate like when they cry that a caretaker isn't coming. So like the way I did it with Oliver is when he was like 6 months, I could tell that he was aware of what was going on and that he knew. And so I would just kind of like put him down and let him cry for probably two, maybe a minute, maybe 2 minutes. And then my heart would be like, I would have so much anxiety. I'd go in there and I wouldn't pick him up. I would just kind of like touch him and I'd like put my hand in the crib and see if he would settle down. And I would just kind of do that over and over so that he'd know I was like gonna come if he needed me. But also, like, I don't know. You don't even look like you had a baby, meant to be a compliment, but it wasn't. Yeah, definitely not a compliment. A relaxed mom means a relaxed baby. You should just take it easy. Oh my gosh. Gnarly. Let's see if there are any more before I move on. Okay. So I hope that that made you guys laugh. I hope that now if you get those comments, you'll know you're not alone and this little community on this podcast can all just think of each other and knuckle bump each other and know that we're all doing good. Know that you're not meant to lose weight right away. Know that you're just that those like insults, like maybe we should just make a big group chat and it's like when you get those comments, you just text it and we all just like laugh at it because it's like the audacity. We should have shirts like that, postpartum shirts that just say the audacity. So really quick, I'll end this with a brief overview of my postpartum healing experience. I'm just gonna go really brief. So in the hospital, it was just like my vagina hurt really bad. My boobs were not, my milk had not come in yet, but Oliver was just sucking on my boobs, scabbing them up. I was so nervous for him to get circumcised. I was just like so nervous, but it ended up going really, really well. And he just cried. No, he just fell asleep afterwards and he was like totally fine. And you don't get a lot of sleep really in the hospital. I didn't have a white noise machine. Like they have these portable ones on Amazon. It's like ROHM is the brand. And I wish I would have had one of those when I went to the hospital and a Velcro swaddle because he didn't really sleep much. And like you don't want to fall asleep holding them. Well, I didn't, so didn't sleep much. We had to do that terrifying drive home from the hospital. It was so nerve-wracking. We went extremely slow. Like putting their little bodies in a car seat for the first time is very interesting. And then we get home and there's just like this huge rush of hormones when you're postpartum. Like I just like cried at everything, happy, like overwhelmed with joy, sad. I would just be crying. Like I just love my baby so much. One big thing is it was really hard for me. Shane had 2 weeks off originally. And so I felt very protective of that time with him. And so I didn't really want people to like come and see Oliver because I just didn't want to waste the time with Shane and us three together. Another thing is my mom had like Christmas break and so she was off work while Oliver was born. And so she would come over at like 7 p.m. and she'd be like, "Why don't you guys go upstairs and just sleep until midnight, dude?" And that would just like be the best ever. So I feel like my advice would be to find the help that you're really comfortable with, that you trust 100% with your baby, and if they're there for you, like accept the help, because it was such a blessing. Like if you want help, that doesn't make you weak. That makes you a human. Like if you need help, like we all need help, and it's so much more enjoyable to do motherhood together with a community. If you think about it, like we're not meant to be locked up in our houses by ourselves. I know with coronavirus, it's been the ultimate challenge year for parents. Like everything that helps a mom or a dad, I guess, if you're listening to this, stay sane was like stripped away from us. So like outdoor play in the beginning of 2020, like it was so strict, like parks were closed, like people were telling me that coronavirus was on the sidewalk. It was so hard. Like, you couldn't have community. So, we're meant to do motherhood together. So, find that help that you're comfortable with. But, so my mom's help was amazing. And then another thing is, I was just so nervous about germs, man. And so, I started having guests at like 3 weeks. Shane ended up getting more time off work because it was raining at the time. And so, we started having guests. And I would just text them before and be like, "I am so excited for you to come meet Oliver. If you could just like wash your hands really quick before you touch him, that would be amazing." He was born in December, like, and during flu season, so I was really nervous. And then people would, and they would, we picked the people who we knew would be respectful, and they would stay a respectful amount of time, and It was really good. And I was really particular about who came over, and I didn't overwhelm myself. I would do like one person a day, you know? And they would maybe come right before a nap time. And so I'd either say like, oh, I need to like put him down for a nap, or I'm gonna go upstairs, like I need to feed him or something. Because also like that mental load of like having to entertain people, it was a lot for me. And so, and like you wanna like make your house look presentable, because I don't know, or I did. But I wish I didn't, I wish I wouldn't have cared. So I was really particular about people. I was super nervous about germs. Oliver had reflux, so I like couldn't lay him down without him choking on spit up. And so that was a whole beast in itself. But I mean, this whole time I have this chunky little beautiful baby, and like Shane and Oliver and I would just like sit down and like watch movies together all day. I mean, Oliver's like a tiny potato that was like sleeping, but those are like my favorite memories. We like binge watched like all these shows on Netflix, and we would just sit there all cozy, and that was like, that was a really good time. And newborn days are hard for sure, and I want to address the hard parts of it, but at the same time there are these like beautiful parts. Like I have really like specific flash memories of like waking up and bringing Oliver and just sitting him like on my legs, and Shane and I just like watching him like yawn and move, and so it was so cool. And then we would go and take him on a walk. We had like the upper baby stroller with the bassinet, so we just lay him down and go for a walk. And oh, it's like a really good time. And then there's also like the really hard things, you know, it's both. And but I'm really glad to have this community. And follow me on Instagram at kristen.lamon. I also made a Instagram for the podcast at Call Her Mama with two M's in Mama, just like my last name is Kristen.Lamon with, and Lamon has two M's. So this episode is going to be pretty short, kind of like a, just a funny one, I think. But thank you so much for watching. If you're listening to this on Spotify or on Apple, if you could like it and give a review, that would help me so much. Share this podcast with your friends. DM me if you have any topics that you want to talk about. I'd love your suggestions. I have a few episodes coming up. One is going to be a mom who, I mean, so she was a young girl and she wasn't married yet, and she found out that she was pregnant. So she's going to share her journey with that. And then another episode after that is I'm going to be interviewing a mom who's had two C-sections now and chose to formula feed. And I just want her to share her wisdom in that experience. And so fun things coming up. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you guys leave this podcast and know that you're doing a good job, that the struggles that you are feeling and facing are struggles that I'm feeling and facing, and that other moms all over the world are facing, and you're not alone. And, you know, we're going to get through this. And I'm talking kind of about like pandemic vibes. We're going to get through this, and you're doing a good job, and it's all going to be okay. One day at a time. Transitions take time. Thank you so much for listening. Bye, you guys.